This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is the 27th of November and it's 12:04 p.m. That means you're on Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Yuvaraj.
And our producer of today is Christine Wong. Chris, say hello.
Hello.
And we are asking you about your favorite pastime. What do you do in shopping malls? Mm-hmm. We want to know because this is coming up from recent reports that there's another new shopping mall in the suburbs of KL that has already secured over 1 million in tenants for a mall that's only going to open in 2021. Now, we know generally malls have to do this, but more malls. And apparently, we're expected to break the 700 malls by year end in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. That's
700
malls in Malaysia. You know, when foreigners come to KL or when you have family and friends abroad who can come down to KL, where's that one place that you take them to?
Shopping malls.
Shopping malls, right? Yeah. So we want to ask you, you know, what is your obsession with shopping malls? What is it that you do in shopping malls that you can't do online? So get in touch with us on Twitter. It's at BFM Radio. On Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. And on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. We've got tons of messages already. Just as we began the show, we've got tons of messages. Following that, Arvind, you're going to be talking about, you know, shopping malls may not just be about shopping anymore. Actually, it's not going to be about shopping anymore. So it's just going to be called malls then.
Yeah, just malls. So spaces, event spaces, how malls should sort of evolve in the future so that they don't include shopping anymore.
And finally, now we've been speaking about this for, I guess, you know, many different shows and at different times as well. And it's now finally here. We're now gearing up for the motorcycle e-hailing. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you in just a moment about that. So anyways, last year, there was, you know, tons of predictions about how, you know, Malaysia would reach this 700 malls in total. And we're actually about to break that number. Come year in, we would have more than 700 malls in across the entire Malaysia by the end of 2019. So you've probably been to malls that may have appeared, empty and, you know, it's supposed to be like packed with tourists and, you know, weekends, babies are crying here and there. But, you know, you find a lot of reports that say, oh, you know, shopping malls, they're struggling. I think there's a lot of YouTube ads that are targeted at me about, you know, how shopping malls are dead and why you should invest online and grow your business online and all that, right? I get a lot of those ads. I don't know why, but I get a lot of those ads. Now, a lot of reasons that can support this argument that, you know what, shopping malls are struggling. One is because there's just too many malls in one location. I mean, just take a look around of where we're based at. So we're in Menara Ken in Taman Tun. Mm. And I think in our vicinity, you've got at least 7 malls and one of them is like the largest mall in Malaysia. Yep, you know,
so north, south, east, west.
anywhere you want to go.
Throw a stone, you will hit a mall, right? So, you know, we are surrounded by malls in at least, you know, in this part of Klang Valley. And then also you've got the problems of, you know, because there's too many of these malls in close areas or close proximity, the major malls may end up sort of like outdoing each other to win hearts of customers. So maybe then they may get the wrong tenants in and then maybe they give discounts to their rental prices, which then, you know, when the discount period ends, the tenants can't afford to pay the rent off, you know, that they're supposed to pay, right? There's also the lack of attraction sometimes when you go to the mall. Even in festive seasons, sometimes they just don't put that extra effort into, you know, the whole reason of going to a mall is to see that extravagant deco that is done for Christmas that's coming around the corner, right? But that has not changed. You know, some big retail giants, because retail planners of the Giant Pavilion, Bukit Jalil Shopping Centre under the construction in the suburbs of Kuala Lumpur, have revealed that the anchors for the project and have confirmed tenants of nearly 1 million square feet have committed to leases for more than half of the retail space. That's because the entire shopping centre is about 1.8 million square feet in development and it will only be completed in May 2021. Dato Joyce Yap, he's the CEO of retail at Kuala Lumpur Pavilion, said that this will be anchored mostly by the 300,000 square feet multi-storey Parkson Department Centre. And then the smaller anchors will be the likes of Daddy Cinema, which is China's second largest cinema group. Mm-hmm. And you know, you thought you would hear the, you know, the usual suspects in
GSC, TGV,
and we've got the three, so even with MBO, for example, right? Who, you know, making strides in Starling Mall, for example, with their 4D cinema and the big screen. You're a fan of it as well. Yeah, so you know, we've the three big names. Now we've got a fourth player in the cinema industry, which is Daddy Cinema, and they're China's second largest cinema group. And of course, you've got the usual, the Harvey Normans, the Food Republics, and they've got a grocery concept store called The Food Merchant, which for me, I think is one of the reasons why I kind of like visiting malls these days, is because they've taken the, you know, grocery shopping experience to a different level altogether. Frida, like, do you do your grocery shopping in a mall, or
I
you
don't
still...
do grocery shopping.
Ah, right. Okay, so you do it online, or you've got, you know, your runner to do it for you.
It's called an app that allows you to order food.
Arvind, what about you? Because you recently moved to actually Bukit Jalil, when you're living in this area where now, I guess, you know, in Bukit Jalil is, I guess, you know, you don't have like a large shopping mall, a major retail mall, right? You got the nearest is probably like Mid Valley or something.
The closest is Mid Valley, and on the other end is Sunway Pyramid.
Sunway, right?
But you still have to drive. So I literally pass by this new pavilion like every day. So I've seen it being built from the ground up. There was something there, then there was something not there.
You remember
then
it was when it was just trees?
It was just trees. I remember the trees, then there were no trees, then the car parks came up, and now I see them actually putting up the tiles on the outside and stuff. I can see the colors sort of forming. But I would go to malls. I said, like you, one of the reasons is the not say shopping experience, but the supermarket experience. I don't know why it's like slightly like therapy. But also I mainly go for movies. So if there's a cinema there and something is showing, I go there for the movies, then I just hang around the mall to get like food and other stuff. But that's mainly it. That's mainly where I go to malls, movies.
Yeah. So in Greater Kuala Lumpur, we've seen, I guess, the higher ratio of malls, malls to population, mall space to population, more than any other in the Asian market. The location of Pavilion Bukit Jalil is kind of more strategic in that sense, because it's catering to like the suburbs of the area. It will be the largest mall within the 10-kilometer radius. So according to Dato' Joy Siap, he's saying that, you know, it is interesting for, I guess, a lot of vendors or, I guess, brands like Daddy Cinema to come into Malaysia, because they're saying that Malaysia has a very strong fundamentals and also very low business costs. Also, they're actually a little bit more selective in their choice of a mall. And while they're saying, from the Pavilion Group is saying, while Parkson Store will be substantial in size, they said that the other minor anchors of the Pavilion Bukit Jalil Shopping Centre is not actually based on the amount of space that they will be leasing. The leasing team actually focus on category killers, which can attract people to the mall in their own right to benefit the centre as a whole. So by the time the centre is fully leased, they expect to have about 500 tenants in all. So besides the retail area, the centre will also have a family-friendly ice skating rink, a 28,000 square feet piazza for outdoor concerts and events, and also a 47,000 square feet exhibition centre. And of course, there's also, you know, the hotel connected, and also residents that will be connected as well. So, you know, it's another big mall in the suburbs of KL, and you know, some people in that area from, I guess, in Puchong, in Cheras, you know,
even Subang.
And Cheras already has, you know, so many malls in that small
little
area. My
Town Velocity. Yeah.
So let us know, why do you think malls are still, you know, popping up every now and then? And what do you do in shopping malls that you just can't do online? Get in touch on Instagram at BFM Radio, Twitter at BFM Radio, or send in your WhatsApp messages 018-789-8899. We'll be right back with your messages. BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Yabaraj.
And thank you so much for all the responses that you've sent in across. We're asking you, what do you like to do in shopping malls that you can't do online? And there's many things and many responses. So Tay Lydia on Insta Story says, eat. Mayor Sharul Niza on Instagram says family bonding. We do like to take our kids and families to shopping malls. Mm-hmm. I'm Hayes underscore Hayes. The smell of a bookstore.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
That's a very unique one. Yeah, I remember walking to a bookstore recently in a mall in KLCC, and I spent like 3 hours there. I usually just wanted to spend like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Ended up spending 3 hours. Wing SW says the air conditioning and also gawking at tourists. Sandra ILW says walk. Everyone wants to hit that 10K steps
on the Fitbit.
On the Fitbit. DNA on Fire says try on clothes. Mm-hmm. And Nor Diana says human interaction. That's what you can't get online.
Okay, over here on WhatsApp, Kevin says shopping malls, especially escaping the heat, going on dates, pool halls, arcades, bowling alleys, F&B, window shopping, physically touching, testing and trying products online just can't compare. Mm. Shankar here says malls have plenty of food and nothing beats going to a mall and eating. Although we have plenty of options via food delivery, we Malaysians love shopping and eating. No denying that. Maggie, yes, he said, I'm getting mom a portable big wheel aluminium wheelchair. She can have mobility without waiting for us to push her. The height is better for our backs. When pushing the car, when pushing the chair, and it's collapsible to fit into the car boot. Next question is fabric or leather seat. Okay, I guess shopping is an important thing. Mm. Steve Chong, I love to go to shopping malls to watch movies and eating out. There's more to life than online. True.
Mm-hmm. You know the message that came in from Kevin. He said pool halls, arcades, bowling alleys, F&B, window shopping. I just realized that this is how big our shopping malls are. You can do all of this in one mall, and it's nearby, and you literally can choose two cinemas. Like, do you want to go GSC? Do you want to go TGV?
Yeah.
That is how huge the shopping malls here. But over on Twitter, Kumar says, always disappointed with online purchases, poor packaging and poor delivery, poor quality. I look online and buy in shops, no emotional purchase.
Nice.
Yeah. Interesting. Nora says Ace Hardware browse through always feels like Christmas. I think that's like her version of the bookshop.
Yeah.
Thank yeah. Bond Rebel is actually touch and feel the product that I'm going to buy. Mm. And CK says strict policy, try first then buy, regretted buying clothes online.
You see, so you can't really, you know, online, online's on the rise, e-commerce, everyone does it. Just look at our office, you know, the amount of parcels that come in through. But there are so many areas that online still falls far behind the offline experience itself, right? Especially when it comes to the satisfaction of the purchase that you order, right? And it's also because the instantness when you actually pay for something and you receive it immediately. You know, that kind of feels good. In online, you know, even if it's next day delivery, you paid for something. It don't even come tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then it's just... Mm.
That high is gone.
So we got in touch with Tina Leong. She is the market research consultant and also the managing director at Stratos Consulting Group. She also appeared at our Enterprise Rocks conference. And we asked her, what keeps people coming back to shopping malls, even with the boom of e-commerce?
Well, people will still go to shopping malls because it's considered, well, some of them consider it as a family outing activity or an activity where they are actually like socializing or going out together with friends. So shopping malls are viewed not as just places to shop per se, but as places to gather and bond with families and friends. Yeah, and they would go there to eat. So F&B is quite a major thing, and also for entertainment. So it's actually a lot of activities that shopping malls can provide, and that's why they go there. I mean, e-commerce would only provide people an avenue for like just plain shopping, but it would not be able to give people a place whereby they can gather together with friends, bond and, you know, chit-chat and chill out and hang out with each other or to eat together.
So, Tina, what is the appeal for brands to be in shopping malls?
In terms of for brands, yes, you know, appeal for brands is for visibility. Yeah, and definitely there are segments of their customers which would definitely want to go to the physical outlet to touch and feel. For example, I mean, not everybody shop online for clothes because, well, you would still want to find out whether it's the right size for you, the right color for you.
And finally, Tina, how do brands decide which shopping mall suits them best with so many shopping malls in town?
They would definitely have to understand, you know, the immediate trade area catchment. the type of population and residents that mall will actually cater for. So basically, they need to know the market positioning of that mall, the kind of concept and the kind of theme that mall is positioned at or is coming up with. So that will help them make their decision on which malls are the suitable ones for them to go into. Because let's say it could be three malls within like a very close radius, but the malls could be positioned very differently. Some could be at a certain income segment and another at another income segment. One could be more like a neighborhood and F&B oriented. Another could be more like regional or destinational based. So, they would have to look at the individual themes and concepts and positioning, you know, the mall has, and decide accordingly whether it suits their brands.
That was Tina Leong, the market research consultant and also the managing director at Stratos Consulting Group. So yeah, you know, online may be all great. You know, it's booming. A lot of money is from, I guess, the government agencies are also investing to get, you know, brands to go online to do e-commerce. But shopping malls aren't going to go away. We've just got more and more of them, you know, more than 700 now in Malaysia.
In Malaysia anyway, I'm thinking like whether this is so, you know, fortunate in some other countries.
Let's go on to some more messages because we've got more that are coming in on Twitter, Arvin.
Yeah, so this is from Juan Lee, who says, sitting down to eat food prepared instantly, watch movie on the big screen with good sound effects, observe the people there, so people watching. Ninja says raw meat, especially seafood. Kawe says you buy what you can see and touch. And Christine says walking, window shopping is a surprisingly distracting form of exercise.
That's what actually Frida told me at 10 a.m. that, you know, it's hitting the 10K mark on the...
Because I walk to the closest mall. Because it's so close to my house, so I walk.
It's about
there.
10 minutes walk from your place or
A nice casual walk, and then I know that I won't buy as many things because I'm carrying them back. See the strategy. But I generally don't like going to malls anymore as much as possible. Like, I'm always there for a reason. I don't usually go shopping. I'm past the stage having to take my kid to a mall. Yeah. So now he goes himself. They're just filled with screaming little kids. I know. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. The kid goes to the mall himself because he's an adult already by now. We've got a couple more messages on Insta Story on WhatsApp, and we'll get to that in just a moment. And we want you to still get in touch with us. We're asking you, what do you like to do in shopping malls that you can't do online? WhatsApp, Instagram, or Twitter at BFM Radio or 018-789-8899. We'll be right back with more and your messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.